Michael Zigon on the guitar. He's one of the artists to appear at the Flamenco Guitarathon Friday, November 14th at Hamline University's Sundin Hall at 8 p.m. The roots of flamenco guitar stretch back to 8th century Spain, but today it's an international form. Michael Hauser is one of the leading flamenco guitarists around, and he convened this flamenco event. It marks the passing of Paco de Lucia, the world leader in modernistic flamenco. He died during a Mexican vacation in February 2014.
Paco traveled a great deal in Brazil, South America, and in this country, and he absorbed the more complex harmonies of, say, bossa nova, jazz, and was able to incorporate them into flamenco without losing the integrity of the music.
We have a Paco de Lucia piece called Ziriab that he plays with Chick Corea. Can you tell us how this piece exemplifies some of Paco's special gifts?
Well, yes, it of course shows off his amazing technique, but also it expands flamenco beyond its traditional horizons. Yet it's within a flamenco rhythm, and also exemplifies Paco's willingness to work with other great artists of other genres. And he was a very humble guy, and I know that he was very nervous about playing with other musicians. He didn't think he was up to the task, but he certainly was.
Speaking with Michael Hauser, who has pulled together the Flamenco Guitarathon at Hamline University's Sundin Hall, Friday the 14th at 8 p.m. Flamenco is more than one thing. There are many who compose within this idiom. Where do the ideas come from?
Well, flamenco is one of the few art forms alive today where you are the composer is also the player of the music, like American jazz. And the ideas come from people's experiences having traveled to Spain and the music they were influenced by. A lot of people choose to compose in the style of Paco, but they try most of all to bring out their own personality and what they're doing, what they're writing. And to do this, you have to really have experience accompanying dancing and singing, because that's the totality of flamenco, not just sitting on a stool playing the guitar.
Local flamenco guitarist Daniel Volovitz with his composition Distant Paths. At the Flamenco Guitarathon at Sundin Hall this Friday at 8 p.m., we'll also listen to Trevor May, Michael Zigon, Ben Abrahamson, Diego Rowan, and Michael Hauser. Michael, you'll be playing in the caves of Spain at the show. Why'd you pick that one?
It's what we call a rumba, so it's very easy to improvise. If you're an improviser like Ben Abrahamson, he and I have played this together, and the other guys too. So hopefully, I haven't even talked to him about it, but hopefully they'll all join in and we'll do this rumba.
Yeah, and that'll be a fitting conclusion to the program. Information about the Flamenco Guitarathon, the web address is mnguitar.org. Twin Cities Weekend is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.